Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're going to be talking about the partnership to fight chronic disease, a huge campaign that's kicking off in the battleground state of Nevada. Our guests, Dr. John Packham and Dr. Kenneth Thorpe. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Liz McMenamin, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Dr. John Packham. He's Director of Health Policy Research at the University of Nevada School of Medicine. And Dr. Kenneth Thorpe, he is with the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University. And you're both part of this organization called Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. And people are going to be hearing a lot about it. There's going to be a huge advertising campaign. And right up front, I want to say that they've also been a sponsor of this program, which we're very happy to accept. But let's start out with, first of all, what is the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease?
Well, right now it's a national organization that we're starting to launch in three states that's really focusing on the primary driver of rising health care costs and morbidity and mortality in this country, which is chronic disease.
Okay, and let's make the point that these are states where there are presidential primaries in battleground states, I'm presuming.
That's right. So Nevada, Iowa, and New Hampshire will start out this week and next week. Our goal is really to get the presidential candidates to really talk about health care reform. That's really going to solve the issues of rising health care costs and really deal with issues around the high rates of morbidity that we can prevent and excess mortality.
Okay, and this is not Obamacare. This is a bigger picture.
Much bigger picture.
And you've been around for a while.
Yeah, we've been here for 8 years as a national organization. Our focus is really doing comprehensive health care reform, not just expanding insurance, but really redesigning how we prevent disease from increasing, how we do a better job of delivering health care services to chronically ill patients to keep them healthy. So it's a much broader set of reforms.
Okay, so give us for example of what we're not doing now that we should be doing.
Well, so for example, let's take the Medicare program. The fee-for-service Medicare program is a population of seniors. 95% of the spending there is linked to chronically ill patients.
And that would be, I'm presuming, part of the fact that they're old.
Well, part of the fact that they're old, but just even take something like diabetes. So the share of seniors that have diabetes today is doubled what it was just 15 years ago. 50% of the Medicare population are pre-diabetic. So one of the things that we've been focusing on is how can we prevent people from getting diabetes that are currently pre-diabetic, and how can we make sure that patients that are diabetic are maintaining their health and not getting amputations, not going blind, and so on. The Medicare program is not one today that does anything very substantial on preventing disease, and it really doesn't do very much at coordinating care for patients that are sick. So we're really talking about redesigning Medicare from just being a bill payer, paying for things after the fact, to really being much more of a proactive partner in working with seniors. And it's not just seniors. We want to do this nationally as well.
Well, let me ask you this, John. We've seen the rates of childhood obesity starting to drop because people have finally woken up to the fact that you can't drink 32 and 64-ounce sugary drinks and think that you're going to remain healthy. And so we've seen the rate of obesity at least slowing down, if not going in the opposite direction.
Slowing down, I think, is the operative word.
Right, but I mean, but it's a big ship to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen so much marketing over the years with fast food and other industries promoting things that are unhealthy, larger and larger portion sizes. So when you get to the age where mm-hmm. you're heading into Medicare, you're already in big trouble right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So are you also going to address, you know, early age things?
Well, one of the great things about the campaign, and I think it's marvelous that it's focusing on Nevada, is that it's going to turn attention away from just access to care, access to preventive services, but also thinking about what we can do upstream, whether it's diet and obesity, whether it's tobacco control. There's still 1 in 5 adults in this state smoke. There's plenty of work to deal with some of those upstream determinants of chronic disease, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, emphysema, and so forth.
Okay, and how does this work? I mean, is it going to be through doctors counseling their patients? Is it going to be through marketing? You know, how are you going to accomplish this? Because as I said earlier, this is a huge ship to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going in the wrong direction, it seems, since World War II.
Well, I think, again, from a public health perspective, we take a broader view of what prevention is all about. So I think that it complements medicine and preventive medicine, but it's work as simple as what measures do we do to keep young kids from smoking, or adults who want to quit to stop. And that's things like cessation advice, counseling, access to those kind of services.
And how is that different than what we're doing currently? Because we are working towards those goals, are we not, on a local level?
Well, I think there's some of that. I think that, you know, what we're focusing on is really having much more comprehensive adoption of some what we call best practices. We're really focusing on doing three things: doing a better job of preventing the growth in chronic disease, do earlier detection so that we can do a better job of engaging patients earlier in their illness, and managing patients that have multiple chronic health care conditions so they stay out of the hospital, don't go to the emergency room, and so on. And we have good examples of all three of those. It's just that they're not comprehensively built into the structure of our health insurance programs today.
Well, tell me, you know, for example, managing the situation, how would you do that when you're looking at Medicare patients?
I'll give you an example. So 50% of Medicare patients are pre-diabetic. It turns out that there's a program out there that's that the YMCA's run called the Diabetes Prevention Program. It's an intensive diet, exercise, nutrition, lifestyle counseling designed to generate about 7% weight loss. That program, if you use it for seniors, 16 above, reduces the number of new cases of diabetes by 70%. Medicare doesn't cover this. You know, that should be a program that's just built into the structure of Medicare. Private plans should cover it. Medicaid should use this. This is a program that we have 10 years of data on that shows it's effective at preventing the growth in diabetes. So that's just one example.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about this. Lots more to explore. We'll be right back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Kenneth Thorpe and also Dr. John Packham. We're talking about the partnership to fight chronic disease, something you're going to be hearing about a lot here in Nevada and in other battleground states as they try to impress upon the presidential candidates the need for preventative care. So right now, let's talk to you, John. You know, things like colonoscopies, for example, are paid for after a certain age by your insurance. So, you know, are you trying to do more things like that in terms of preventative medicine, or are there other things?
I think as long as they follow the evidence base, and colonoscopies is a great example of a preventive measure that we can take. And prior to the Affordable Care Act, you often were met with a copay or some cost barrier that kept you from getting that type of service. And that is the type of issue we'd like the candidates to speak to. Are you going to preserve those types of benefits and preventive measures that we know work?
What other things would you like to see Medicare do? And for example, I mean, how difficult is it to get the ship of Medicare to turn around?
Well, I think, you know, we start with Medicare because Medicare traditionally has been sort of the flagship. A lot of the private plans follow suit, and Medicaid follows suit as well. We're focusing on diet, exercise, nutrition, adherence to medications, good primary care, and Medicare because virtually all the growth in spending in Medicare since 1985 is due to the fact that we've had an increase in the prevalence of chronic disease. And so unless we're doing something to prevent the growth in chronic disease, not only in Medicare but nationally, we're never going to deal with the healthcare problem in terms of costs over time. Most of the Medicare patients not only have one chronic condition, they have multiple chronic conditions. And so we're talking about opportunities here to really do team-based care to work with patients to manage their depression and heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure and bad lipids, to make sure that they're getting good primary care, they're filling and refilling their prescriptions appropriately, they understand the care plan that they've worked out with their physicians, and that they're literate in terms of really how to respond to the system if something goes bad.
And what about the role that prescription drugs, for example, plays into this? Because that's the way that most doctors are dealing with these chronic conditions right now, is through prescriptions, whether it be heart disease or some of the other diseases that you've got listed here.
Well, that's of course, tied to the whole discussion and the whole purpose of the campaign. I think drugs and drug costs are going to inevitably be a part of that discussion. I think our focus or attention is again, broader, more than just access to prescription drugs and what drugs can do.
On the political field, who have you talked to that would have influence, for example, in the Congress that is supporting your efforts? Because, I mean, you know, obviously it sounds great.
Right.
You know, everybody watching this program is sitting at home right now going, yes, I would love to be healthier. I would love to drop 10, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever it may be, go for a walk, run, and not get all these diseases. Mm-hmm. And yet, they didn't do anything about it. It's kind of like the Suzanne Summers exercise tapes. Everybody watched him sitting on the couch eating candy. They weren't doing the exercises. Right. So what's the response from people in Congress?
Well, I think this is one of the areas where we can really do something that's bipartisan, because what we're talking about is not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. They're really issues on prevention and just really effective clinical management of chronically ill patients. So, for example, right now in the Congress, in the Senate Finance Committee is working on a chronic care piece of legislation that's bipartisan. Senator Warner from Virginia, Senator Isaacson from Georgia, we're working with the committee to take some of our ideas to them to see if we can't build it into a reform of the Medicare program to really build in some of the care coordination that's really going to be essential at controlling the long-term costs and health of seniors.
And let me ask you this, because I think this is an important thing to bring up too, which is we have an incredible shortage of doctors in Nevada. Mm-hmm. They have barely enough time. If you go to your primary care doctor, you're in and out in 10 minutes, and if he can move you on to the next person as a gatekeeper, he does it. But the amount of time that the doctors get to spend, they're not spending on doing what you guys are talking about. How do you turn that around? And you're at the School of Medicine.
You turn that around very slowly, but I think we're taking steps in Nevada to address that with the building of the new medical school down south, the expansion of residency programs in all parts of the state, north and south, but that will be a slow process. I think you augment those provider shortages by also using nurse practitioners and PAs in ways that we haven't done before, using them in teams. I think Nevada will rise to that challenge.
And do you think in the long term, we've got about 30 seconds mm-hmm. here, in the long term that costs are going to stabilize for medical care, or are we going to continue to see what we've been seeing over the last few years with 10, 15, 20 plus percent increase in health premiums?
Well, the only way we're going to get a cost to stabilize is to do two things. One is that we've got to slow down the growth and the prevalence of chronic disease. I mean, that's the primary driver of what's been going on with health care costs. So we need to do that comprehensively. And two, 86% of what we spend is linked to chronically ill patients. And we can do a better job using health teams, physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, social workers, to work with patients that have multiple chronic conditions to keep them healthy, keep them out of the hospital, reduce costs at the same time. So we really need to restructure how we deliver and provide services to patients that have chronic health care conditions.
Well, thank you both for being here. It's going to be fascinating to watch how this plays out. This is going to be a huge campaign, at least through the primaries, that everybody in the state is going to be aware of. So thank you very much. We'll kick it off right here. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Only from Home Solutions and Ace. While they last. Southern Motion Sofa Recliners, just $6.99. Or how about Southern Motion Recliner Chairs, just $4.99. And this Recliner Love Seat, just $6.99. Buy any select Best Rocker Recliner and get a second one free, starting at just $5.99. Home Solutions and Ace features beautiful American-made laminate flooring, now starting at just $139 a square foot. Was $176 a square foot. Only at Home Solutions and Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL.
With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Liz McMenamin is the vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Trey Abney is director of government affairs for the chamber. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
So, Liz, I wanted to start with you and talking about the money raised by the TARC and by Michael Robeson. Danny Tarkanian raised $350,000 for his race for CD3, Robeson $440,000. That's actually some serious money for Danny.
Well, that's a really, really good segue and question and to look at, Sam, but I'd like to go back to your panel that was here, the guests that were here earlier, to talk a little bit about, in the light of the TARC pharmaceutical stuff, in talking about Medicare and the number of patients we have on Medicare right now. I know discussions are being had, and it's interesting it's in presidential areas right now, but discussions are being had about Medicare being able to negotiate for drug prices. I think that's something, I did not hear that the guests talk about that, but I think that's another way we can look at driving down healthcare costs. I just wanted to get that in there because that is something that I think we'll be hearing a lot about from the presidents. But as far as money raised here in Nevada right now, it's going to start flowing in these different arenas. But I'd like to see where Danny raised his money. I didn't see the breakdown, so I can't really comment on that.
Well, it's surprising, you know, given Tarkanian's track record in recent election attempts. Usually, your money follows those they think can win, and Danny hasn't had a good streak. So that's perhaps the more surprising element of that amount of money.
But is there, do you suspect, because of the legislature, Michael Robeson did not make a lot of friends in certain areas with the lobbying corps. Do you think that this money being raised for Danny is a result of that?
Clearly, and I think we're going to see a lot of that in this election bid. I mean, there are people that are purposely sitting on the side there. People that are purposely putting in money at this time with very clear agendas attached.
Well, and remember, we're talking about a Republican primary here, and Robeson, who is the kind of the anointed candidate, right? He's going to have all the major industries and lobbyists behind him, but he's also the guy that shepherded through the largest tax increase in state history, and also the guy that ticked off the cab companies because of all the Uber stuff, right or wrong. And so I think Danny will be able to capitalize on that. And go to conservative voters, and that's who votes in primaries, right? It's the far right or the far left, and go to the far right people that'll vote in that primary and say, hey, this guy just, look what he just did. I'm a true conservative, et cetera, et cetera.
Liz, I was listening to NPR last night, to their business show, and listening to an interview with Dr. Ben Carson. And it's very interesting. It seems like the more he says, the more trouble he gets himself into. Because he was talking about an across-the-board cut for every department in the federal government of 3-4%. At the same time, he wants to put troops all over the world. He wants to fight every war in the Middle East. And, you know, for those of us that follow politics and where the money, that just does not work.
Well, it doesn't sit well with certain entities out there.
But it doesn't make sense. I mean,
well,
that's
it doesn't.
Point.
But Dr. Carson he's a very intelligent man. I'm surprised. I think this is some of the things when you come out early with all of your thoughts and ideas without some thoughtful advisor behind you saying maybe you shouldn't be saying that. I think we find that with a lot of political candidates, the ones with the better advisor that says, you know, let's not talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later. But, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But he's not a politician either. I mean, not really.
And isn't that the problem here, Fred, that, you know, when you don't have a basic understanding of how government works, that there are increases that are built into the system, it's not just where you say a 3 or 4% cut. It may be that there's a 5 or 6% increase that automatically goes through in this area.
Well, more specifically, this is what Trump and Carson are doing to us. They're driving us nuts by not, you know, demonstrating any knowledge of how it works, much less it ignores the sequestration that's already in place. I mean, the Defense Department, as you identify, is about to significantly curtail its size based on the budget cuts that have been handed it. And so for Carson to suggest across the board...
As does Fiorina.
They are detached from a reality.
Well, and let's be very clear.
Can I just throw into one other area quickly, because we're running out of time? Yeah. The debt ceiling. He said, when you know, asked, would you raise the debt ceiling, he said, no, we'd find a way around it. I'm paraphrasing. But the host said, but that's money we've already spent. Would you allow the country to go into default? He said, well, you know, we'll figure it out. This is nonsense.
You have to pay your bills. There are very legitimate arguments against government spending. Then don't spend the money in the first place. You don't spend the money and then say you're not going to pay your bills. And I mean, let's be very clear. Well over 70% of the federal budget's mandatory spending, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera. Most of the rest of that is defense. And so if you're talking about cutting the rest of government, it's budget dust. I mean, you're doing nothing. And I know Republicans think that in this day and age we somehow need ground troops all over the world, which I think is ridiculous. We're moving to more of a technological military anyway. It makes no sense. You can't just say you're going to cut across the board and do anything. It's the mandatory spending. Somebody has to be brave enough to talk about Social Security
and
Medicare.
And Dr. Carson also talked about controlling the military from space, because those that control space will control the Earth. And I'm thinking,
Star Wars.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, a great deal of money. I don't know where he plans on pulling that money from, because like Trey was saying, you know, the cuts are nothing. I mean, there's no way to make those cuts right now. So it's
and,
really
And we
busy.
Will be happy, by the way, to pick on all the other candidates and some of the crazy
oh,
stuff
yes.
they're saying.
Please.
This was just
yes.
an interview I had to hear last night. Thank you all for being here. We'll be right back.
News 4 brings you action-packed high school football highlights from across northern Nevada. The hardest hits, the fastest runs, the longest bombs. Friday Night Lights, presented by Dolan Auto Group. Fridays during the 11 o'clock news, only on News 4.
Consign Furniture. If you haven't been here yet, you need to check it out. Come on in and we'll show you why. Consign Furniture has over 27,000 square feet of high-quality furniture from all over northern Nevada and Lake Tahoe. With one-of-a-kind pieces to fit every room in your home and savings up to 70% off retail, you can't go wrong. Come to Consign Furniture today. You'll love our store and you'll love our prices even more. Consign Furniture. It's a smart way to buy.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had an actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
Nevada Business Chronicles explores the innovative businesses that put Nevada on the business map. Join us Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. here on NBC.
On our next broadcast, the head of UNR's medical school, Dr. Thomas Schwenk. We'll see you then.